How did Dad court you? Well, we walked to all these Christian Endeavor parties and class functions.
What's an Endeavor party?
It's a Christian, first Christian church. That's their, the Baptist people have BYPU, Baptist Young People Union, I guess.
Youth and,
but we weren't in the Baptist church, and we're in the Christian church. And Dorothy and Stuart were in First Christian Church, too. And their little youth organization was Christian Endeavor. It's a national organization. And they have, they might have a little business meeting and then refreshments and then fun, you know, just a nice, clean evening. What was your wedding like? This is pathetic. We decided quietly to stop at the pastor's study on the way to church.
You don't need to read it, just tell us.
Just use that as like notes, you know?
Yeah.
Well, that's what we did. My mother never did like social things, you know? Yeah. I mean, parties just scared her to death to entertain anybody. And so we'd gone together 6 years, and so we got our license this Saturday night, and they didn't hardly think I was old enough. I never did look my age. I looked younger than I was, you know. And I was 21. They had to prove it around there, and we got our license that Saturday night. And then on Sunday, we just stopped at the pastor's office on the way to church. And got married, and then a friend of ours that had been married before we went to their house for our wedding dinner. Mom was real disgusted with that. She said, well, at least you could have got us a dinner. But we didn't want any fuss or any muss, and we'd gone together for so long a time that we were tickled to death to be able to get married, but probably we didn't know what we were getting into.
Why?
Because it was 1931, and there was a depression. There was no jobs at all, and Jack didn't have a job, and we lived at his parents' home for a while, and then his mother, she had a cancerous surgery the day after Thanksgiving, and she died in April the 13th. Now, just to show you how different Jack's sisters were. One came from New York, left her husband in New York. Another one came from Colorado, left her husband there, and they both came back to Missouri to take care of their mother. Hmm. They were there, boy, all the time until April the 13th she died.
Wow.
Pitiful. She had colon cancer.
So you had to live, you lived with Jack's family for how many years?
Oh, 6 years. And there was no work. Really, I couldn't go through that again for 6 years without any work. And, you know, two children, they were real close together, 24 months apart. Boy, I decided, this is the end of this. I went to a clinic and got fitted up for a birth control thing because, boy, I'm replenishing the earth. Two real close together with no money. But my sister-in-law in Colorado and the one in New York, too, they'd send me little remnants of material. And I sewed nice clothes for Connie and out a little of nothing. And my sister was working, and she helped me. She wasn't married then. And all totally, it all worked in. But it was on pennies, I'll tell you that.